T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We go back to our live broadcast from Petersburg, Virginia. So, you know, if you're in Richmond, you can ease on down the road here to Petersburg and have a great weekend. I was at the Jury's Inn bed and breakfast last night. And if the storm hadn't been here, I was really kind of looking forward to walking around and checking out some of the restaurants and the brewery nearby here in Old Town. I'll have to come back to do that. You guys will be very pleased that I'll bring the posse with me. But, you know, there's an entire group of people who are here for the next several weeks, and they're working on a big movie. And if you're just joining us, we're talking about Harriet Tubman, a feature film that is filming here in Petersburg and around Central Virginia. It's going to be a big deal in the next year. And one of the men who is working on that film is a guy named Paul Tazewell. Those of you who are into theater will recognize that name. We played The Wiz because he won an Emmy Award for his costume design for the TV broadcast of The Wiz, but he also won the Tony Award for Hamilton, which, you know, people just can't get enough of. Their tours of Hamilton going all around the world now. Paul, we're really excited to have you on the air with us and to welcome you to Central Virginia as you work on the Tubman movie.
Well, it's exciting to be on and to be here as well working on Harriet.
Well, tell me how you landed this gig. This seems like a pretty good one.
I was approached and then proceeded and was given the honor of being a part of it. I mean, it's an amazing script with an amazing director, Casey Lemons, and a fantastic cast. As you mentioned, a couple of them I've worked with, Leslie Odom being one from Hamilton. But we have Cynthia Erivo who's leading our cast, and it's full of other very talented cast members as well.
Yeah, when you got an Emmy and a Tony, I guess they do approach you. You don't have to go send your resume out on Snagajob or whatever. They'd be excited about it. But this has got to be a little bit of a challenge for you. You know, you did the modernization or the interesting take on the colonial costumes that you put on the Broadway stage for Hamilton. How do you approach trying to, I guess, create something that looks authentic for the cast members with Harriet Tubman, but still is fresh and doesn't look like something that was done back, you know, when they told her story in the 40s?
Sure. I mean, I always start with, and because Harriet Tubman was an actual figure that existed, similarly with Alexander Hamilton, but with Harriet Tubman and the fact that it's a film, it's important to, retain or attain an authenticity to the look of the film. Gratefully, it was the period of time when life was documented through daguerreotypes and photography. So there's a vast amount of imagery that you can find about the period, and some specifically of Harriet Tubman. But then when you are approaching any script, or when I'm approaching any script, it's important to acknowledge how the story is being told, the qualities that the playwright or the screenwriter wants to achieve within the characters, and how they're depicted. So, it's my job to infuse that visually, at least, through the clothing as much as I can, in support of that, in support of telling that story, those specific character stories.
A better job than what you pulled off with Hamilton. I've seen the show a couple of times, and it really is stunning. And, as somebody who's a Virginian who feels like George Washington and Thomas Jefferson are my homeboys, I have to say I watched the show and I was a little skeptical the first time I saw it, and I walked out thinking, wow, everybody just did a top-notch job in the way they reimagined that era and presented it in a really unique way. And I can't wait to see what you're able to do with this film. Before I let you go, Paul, I noticed that you went to school at University of North Carolina School for the Arts. I'm guessing if you were up and back and forth to New York, you have burned up Interstate 95 a few times. Have you had a chance to stop anywhere in Petersburg or indulge at all, or is it a 100% work while you're here?
Since I've been here, I have not, but I am definitely looking forward to spending some time in and around Virginia. So that's something that's in my future, I do hope.
You just got to get a few hours off when everything's actually open. And we'll try to try to look out for you. I'll send you some suggestions. Paul Tazewell, Emmy winner, Tony winner, and working now here in Central Virginia on the Harriet Tubman feature film that you will no doubt see filming around Central Virginia and here in Petersburg over the next several weeks. Thanks so much for joining us, Paul. Really glad to have you here in Central Virginia.
All right. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.